Well, an unusual effort to prevent cheap apartments from being bought up by big investors, the BC government is creating a $500 million fund this year to help nonprofit housing groups acquire rental buildings. Yesterday, we had Housing Minister Ravi Kailan talk about that particular program. Housing critic for the BC Liberals, Corinne Kirkpatrick, joined us earlier today to touch on some of those issues as well. Now, Premier David Eby said that the fund, which has long been asked for by housing advocates, both nationally and in British Columbia, should allow nonprofits to leverage purchases of potentially thousands of apartments and protect renters from evictions or big rent hikes. The Rental Protection Fund would provide one-time capital grants to nonprofit housing organizations so they can buy affordable rental buildings and ownership cooperatives. Joining me now to talk a little bit about yesterday's announcement and the impact it has on nonprofit organizations is Scott Fehrenbacher. He's the CEO of Habitat for Humanity here in Greater Vancouver. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jazz. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So tell me, first of all, your thoughts on the announcement yesterday. Mostly good news for you and your organization?
Clearly. You know, it's you talk to almost anybody in the province, and they're going to tell you that affordable housing is among the top priorities. Doesn't matter what part of the province you're in. And so clearly, we think this is a good step to address the protection for renters, and actually just to address the acute need for affordable housing.
Some have said this is a drop in the bucket. The cost of housing is significant, and this is a one-time grant. How much of an impact do you think this can actually have?
We see that this is a complex issue, just as you said, but we feel like this is a great program that recognizes that the government sees this as an important point. It's a step by the province to signal the importance and priority of housing here. So rather than trying to measure how any one program might impact specifically, we see this as a part of a much broader focus that the province has. They've mentioned that they are anticipating the launch of a refresh housing strategy. Mm-hmm. These are all these things together. We're very optimistic and happy that this kind of attention is being given to the problems that so many people are facing when it comes to housing in this province.
Can you and your organization see yourself applying for that grant within the year? Do you think there is property? Are you eyeing property that you think you'd be able to purchase with the help of this rental fund within the year?
The purpose of Habitat is to provide, and we have done this throughout the Greater Vancouver area and across Canada, provide affordable housing options and opportunities that allow renters to move into home ownership. And the details of this program are very attractive to us. And we are, I can tell you that leaders around the province with Habitat are anxious to look at those details more closely. So nonprofits, anytime the government will lead out and say, look, here's a hand up, they've got our attention because we have a very complex problem that has a lot of needs. And if this is one part of that solution, mm-hmm. we want to be a part of it.
I'm curious. Some have said that private equity firms, pension funds, real estate investment trusts are increasingly gobbling up property as an investment strategy. In some cases, purchasing, 10, 20 buildings under a fund, and then you got strong returns with rental income coming every month. And you've seen a lot more of this in the United States, but you are certainly seeing reports here, even here in Canada. And many have said that it leads to, because investors want to maximize returns, leads to rents being jacked up where long-term residents, including seniors, get booted out. The industry, of course, disagrees with that. Are you seeing, for Habitat for Humanity or other nonprofits, are you competing with these pension funds and real estate investment trusts for property that you believe would be helpful for your nonprofit portfolio? But are you actually competing against these for-profit funds?
Well, you know what this does, Chaz? It allows the nonprofit sector to be empowered to be working with both the private sector and the provincial government to find those solutions, because no one of those is going to be the magic bullet to solve it. But what's important here is the empowerment that this new fund provides for nonprofits to play in that game and to be an active participant. So nonprofits alone will not fix this. The private sector alone will not fix this. And, of course, the government alone will not fix this. So what we really like about this is that it is it's a collaborative effort by the provincial government that we can all work together to at least advance on these goals. You know, I might mention that Habitat did a national housing survey just a couple of months ago across Canada. And in Vancouver, it was quite interesting that of all cities across the country, it was Vancouver had the highest percentage of people who felt like they didn't even know if they could make their rent for the next period of time. We were at 49% here versus an average of 40% across the country. And so, you know, what I like about that is the province recognizes and taking leadership in the fact this is a real acute problem, and we're going to find innovative solutions to address it.
Now, some have said that the one thing they didn't like about the announcement was the potential for a law ensuring first rights of refusal to give nonprofits first dibs on purchase. In other words, if property is available, you'd get a first crack at it as a nonprofit. People want that law, that type of legislation to be brought in. They say they have something like that in Quebec. They would like to see it here. I did ask the housing minister yesterday. He said it is one bit of policy they are considering. They're looking at it. Would you like to see a law that ensures first right of refusal to give nonprofits first dibs on purchases on property?
Well, that was my understanding, that Quebec already has a law like this. And what we need to look at is the portfolio solutions together. Clearly, that's one of the options that looks very attractive. But until we see the details in such a policy, what we're interested in is we're interested in collaboratively partnering with the government, which we think this is that opportunity to do it, to really address right here in Vancouver the needs of so many people for both housing ownership and rental protection.
Do you think there is a role for the private sector here in regards to building rental property? Or do you think government has to be further involved in the market, in this case, a $500 million rental protection fund? And many would say, look, this is a drop in the bucket. You need a lot more money to have an impact. So that particular legislation that I talked about, nonprofits having first crack at purchasing a property, do you think the government should be... Now, metal is not the word, but certainly be that involved in the market, that nonprofits are given a leg up over the private sector. And some would say that's exactly what we need, Jazz, because look what it's gotten us so far. We've got to have greater intervention. Do you support greater intervention by government? And number number two, you know, the private sector has to step back a little bit so people like yourself and your organization can do the work that you want to do.
You know, again, I don't think that any history's already shown us any one of those sectors alone is not going to address this problem. And all those sectors have some part in the history of where we are today. And I would tell you that the private sector is helping nonprofits in some ways already. For example, we've recently in our new Coquitlam project with 42 affordable home units, we receive a lot of donations from corporations because, you know, some of the private sector does recognize this. But to be more specific, all parts of this, both private sector, government, and nonprofits, have to work collaboratively. And that's what I think is really the interesting part of this announcement, and something I'm really looking forward to with the anticipated refreshed housing strategy yet to come.
Yeah, we are expecting another announcement on housing Monday morning at 9:30 with the housing minister and the premier of British Columbia. Scott, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Jazz. Really appreciate it. You as well.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.